Welcome back to Better Lawn and Garden. As I think some of you know, I do garden tours, much like Tom and Joni did back when they were here at Better Lawns and Gardens. And we have one coming up. It's called 50 Shades of Green.
That's going to be neat.
That's going to be a great, great tour. But Tom, you've been to Ireland. Can you tell us about some special times that you were there?
Yeah, I've been there three times, actually. And one time was on my own. Actually, I had a friend who was a garden writer and TV host just like me, and he was in England, and he eventually moved to Ireland. So we went to England to visit with him for a couple of days, stayed with his wife's family over there. Then we went to Wales and stayed with her grandfather, and we finally ended up in Ireland. So I rode around with him for a couple of days learning how to drive, and then we took off on our own. But it was kind of neat. And so we went around that time, and we drove, and I started getting out in the car, and I told Joni, I said, it's going to take two of us here to drive this car. So we got around. One of the things I really enjoyed when I was on my own like that was stopping at some of the castles that hadn't been restored.
Oh,
and
yes.
You could walk up into them.
The ruins.
The ruins. Yeah. You could walk up and see it. So I really loved that. And then we went, that one time also, you know, you talked about, 50 Shades of Green or whatever it is, 40 Shades of Green. We had 40 Shades of Brown. They had a drought. And so we stayed bed and breakfast. So I pulled up to this one bed and breakfast, and I was asking the lady, do you have a place? And she said, yeah, we have a place, but I'm not sure I can give you a shower. I came back, typical American, worrying about his, you know, his comfort. He said, well, do the toilets flush? She said, yes, the toilets will flush. But what they did there was that overnight they would fill the cistern up. But if they didn't have the water, the supplier didn't have the water, they wouldn't have the pressure. And so the cisterns might not fill up, so they might not have enough for a shower.
Wow.
But they had enough to run everything else. But we just had a great time going around and the bed and breakfast. The other thing about the bed and breakfast at that time is you pulled up there and you asked them, you know, do you have a place to stay? And they say, yeah. And they say, well, let me take you to your room. Here's the key. Breakfast. What time would you like breakfast? They never asked us to sign a book.
No, very open and hospitable.
They didn't ask us for the money. In the morning after breakfast, I had to track the people down to pay them. It was just amazing.
Could you give me some of those names and addresses?
I know. Well, one time it was getting late, and Joni and I was pulling into, Malahide, I think it was. And it was raining, misting, and we pulled into a couple of bed and breakfasts, and nobody had rooms or anything. And I told Joni, I said, we're going to have to sleep in the car. We'll pull up into a churchyard or something.
Sure.
And we sleep. And then we finally got to a bed and breakfast, and they said, well, a little further down the road, there's a bed and breakfast that has room, and it was.
Oh, that's good.
It was kind of neat. But we had a great time visiting the gardens, and I did go to the castle where they had the Blarney Stone.
Did you?
I did not kiss the Blarney Stone. I wasn't going to lean down in that hole.
Have somebody hold you by your feet?
Yeah, but I've noticed, I've been since looking at pictures of it, and they now have guards there and everything that you can hold on to.
Yes.
But at that time, they didn't.
No.
They were just holding on to your feet, and that was in Cork, Ireland, which was kind of neat, but I didn't kiss it.
So, and you still have the gift of the gab.
Yeah, I still have the gift of the gab. Now, are you on this tour, are you going to places like that?
Yes, well, we're going to different gardens. We're going to go to Ireland's oldest garden. And then the gardens that have the castle that has the highest waterfall, the property that has highest waterfall in Ireland. So we're going to go to different gardens. And then we're also going to go to, let me see here. I've got it somewhere here. The John F. Kennedy Memorial Museum over there.
Right.
And it is an arboretum. And so all of these trees that were planted in honor of John F. Kennedy, we're going to go to that. And then we're going to go to the Ring of Kerry.
Oh, yeah.
And just all the different.
Drive around there.
Yes, we're going to go to several pubs and castles.
The pubs are neat. Yeah.
Pubs are always wonderful.
Yeah. Now, is this your first time to Ireland?
This will be my first time to Ireland, but we're going to stay for an extra, and we're going to go visit all my cousins there.
Really?
So that'll be a lot of fun.
That's going to be kind of
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, we enjoyed the three times. I'll be honest with you. If I had to pick another place to live, Ireland might be it.
Ireland would be wonderful.
And Scotland's nice, too. I enjoyed Scotland. And New Zealand was nice. We've been to New Zealand.
But don't they just remind you of Scotland and Ireland, don't they?
Yeah.
That's one of the things with, you know, the movie Lord of the Rings. And they filmed it in New Zealand.
Yes.
And
they took us to the place.
Yes, because it just looks just so much like Scotland and Ireland. It's just it's amazing. So we are going to have a great time. And so if you're interested in going on garden tours with me, you could always email me and I'll put you on the list. And when we have a trip, we'll let everyone know.
Yeah, because you're kind of full up right at the moment.
We're kind of full up right now.
There's always somebody that backs out.
There's always, you know, there's opportunity. Let me know if you're interested in going. It is going to be an amazing trip. And it's just a lot of fun. It'll be all gardening people. And we'll just go over there and geek out at plants.
You'll have a bus and things.
Yes, we will have a bus.
No bicycles.
No bicycles. You can't bring plants home on a bicycle. So, you know, it'd be difficult unless they have a basket. So, no, we're going to have a great time. And you can go on to Better Lawns and Gardens and see it or on my website, she-consulting.com.
Yeah. So, some of the fun I had was riding around with my friend who has since died, regretfully, John Kelly. And he would take us to gardens because he knew the people there, and he would take us to private gardens and look at their plantings. And
it's amazing. And but the castles too. We're going to be going to some different private houses, like the Powers Court House and the Muckross Castle. And so it will just be a wonderful time. And it's going to be in July, so it'll be a really nice time of the year for Ireland.
Did you have a meal in the castle?
Yes, we did.
Are you going to?
Yeah, we're going to have quite a few meals. Yeah, so the meals are included and things. So we're gonna enjoy that. And Tony goes, and we have a great time.
Well, they feed you well.
They do.
That's for you on these trips. And the trick to the trips is you have a good breakfast. You grab an apple or something, a banana, and you don't have to eat much lunch. And you have a good supper.
And then you have a good cup of tea. They know how to give you tea. Make a good cup of tea. And then the breakfasts are all, we love the English or the Irish breakfast. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, just big. And the fried tomatoes and beans and haggis and all that kind of blood pudding. Love that. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens on our New Year's Eve special. We'll be right back from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.